Women are exempt from mitzvahs asay shahazman grama. Women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs. And in fact, it's a discussion in the Gemara whether they could volunteer and do them, even though they're exempt. So there is an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who we do not follow, who says it's Baal Tosef. It's prohibited for women to volunteer these mitzvahs because it violates, we have a principle, Baal Tosef, Baal Tigri. You can't take away from the Torah the mitzvahs, you can't add to them. We don't pass them that way. So we assume women, and the, you know, most mitzvahs are say shazman grama, borrowing a couple, that women can volunteer and perhaps even recommended, praiseworthy to volunteer. So the question is, when they do volunteer, if they do volunteer, what about a bracha? Could they make a bracha? So this seems to be a major machokes rishonim, which is a minig, which is a machokes mechaber rama, which is a machokes, generally speaking, Ashkenaz versus Svard. The Ashkenazic proskim rishonim assume not only can a woman volunteer and do the mitzvah, she can make a bracha as well. While the Rambam and others say no, that a woman, even though she could volunteer, but she can't make a bracha. Why can't she make a bracha? Why do we discriminate against a bracha? Because if you look at the language, Asher kiddushenu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, you're telling God, you commanded me in this mitzvah, and a woman's not commanded, she's exempt from this mitzvah. Therefore, Svaradim say no bracha. Aye, Ashkenaz don't care. How could Ashkenazic poskim say to make a bracha? It's not true. Is it a mixe kishikra? So the poskim answer the mefarshim, no. It's on a generic Klai Yisrael. When we say Asher kiddushenam, you commanded Klai Yisrael. So I'm not saying specifically on me. So it's a local machokes. Ashkenaz Svard, we agree women can volunteer. Mitzvah Sashay Svazman, it's praiseworthy to do most of the time. However, regarding the bracha, that's a machokas. And even within the bracha, there's another machokas among the Svardim. Among Abaji Yosef, Noah Yehuda, others discuss. When we say, when the meaning is a woman doesn't volunteer a bracha, is it a generic rule that we don't want them making a bracha since they're exempt? Maybe they can't make a bracha, sahabic bracha, sahaka, or no, it's a technical asher kiddushenu mitzvosav v'tzivanu, my nafkamina. The practical difference being, let's say, can women daven musaf? Because musaf is bracha, but it doesn't have the language asher kiddushenu mitzvosav v'tzivanu. So if you assume it's a fundamental halacha, so then women can't, then in Sephardi woman can daven musaf. But we assume it's a technical issue of asher kiddushenu mitzvosav v'tzivanu, so musaf can be. So I guess there could be different minhagim among. Among the Sephardim. So either way, so number one, we assume, not like Rabbi Yehuda, women can volunteer a mitzvah sashay shazman grama. Regarding the bracha, seems to be a machokas Ashkenaz Svard. And of course, there's exceptions on both sides. On one hand, the Mechaba writes, Nashim chayavos bebirkas haTorah. Women are obligated in Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah, Talmud Torah isn't a mitzvah sasesha, it's my grandma. You can learn Torah all the time. But Ulmato Samez Benechem, this technical, pure halach is that women are exempt. In other words, clearly women are chayev to know the practical thing. Have the chayev in Shabbos, they got to know how to keep Shabbos kosher, etc. So it's not that they, of course, they have to learn Torah, but from a pure learning this for the sake of learning, let's say no lamaisa, nothing practical, so then women are exempt. Doesn't mean they can't, but they're exempt. So, yeah, we see, even though women are exempt, they make the bracha on the Birkas HaTorah. On the other side of the coin, we see the Ramah, who generally permits women to make brachas on mitzvahs asei shazman grama, even the Rama has some reluctance regarding the mitzvah of Havdalah. So where the Rama brings down that it's best if a woman hears Havdalah from a man. Like, why is it best? So even if a woman is exempt, but still, it's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. So in other words, it's a discussion whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is biblical. And even within the biblical camp, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to discuss, meaning she's chai, because Rambam connects the mitzvah of Kiddush to the mitzvah of Havdalah, that the mitzvah of Zachar Shama Shabbos Ukacho is bechnisaso v'yitziaso, in its entrance and in its exit. So therefore, just like Kiddush, you have to praise God, praise words of Shevach about Shabbos and its entrance, so to its exit. So according to the Rambam, and Nashim, even though it says Zman Grama Kiddush, we learn Kosher Yeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zechira, whatever's included in keeping Shabbos is included in making Kiddush, so it would extend to Havdalah as well. So according to the Rambam sources, women Achaya, but if you assume either like other, quote, the pasuk at the end, the Shemini Lahavdel Ben HaKodesh Lecho, I don't have the exact pasuk in front of me, but they're going to Havdalah, or if you assume it's Rabbanan, so then, which many Rishonim assume, so how come the Rama writes that even if you go like it's Or Chaskayim, they quote, it holds that the Pater, but so what? It's Zman Grama. So that's what a major machokas, I believe, the Magen Avraham and the Taz on what's shot in the Rama here. So the Magen Avraham writes, because it's only a bracha. Meaning, the whole myth, when did we say a woman can make a bracha on a Zman Grama? When we're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, like Lulav, like Shofar, so then you could add a bracha. But if the whole mitzvah is just in bracha form, like Havdalah, we have some other parts we add to it, but the bracha is Havdalah, Amavda Ben Kol Shokol. So therefore, then we're reluctant for women to make a bracha on a mitzvah sasesha as man grum, and it's purely a bracha. If that was true, then it should come out as well by, let's say, Kiddush Shabbos morning and other examples. The Taz has a different shah. He says, which would also probably apply to Kiddush Shabbos morning, is it's a tarti derabanan. When do we say a woman make a bracha on Zman Grama if it's a mitzvah in a Torah? If it's only a mitzvah derabanan, so then you wouldn't. That'd be a nafkamina. If Havdalah is daraisa, it would make a difference according to the Rama, because it would make a difference according to the Magen Avraham, because it's still a bracha. But according to Taz, whether Havdalah is daraisa or derabanan would make a difference whether women can make Havdalah. So the bottom line is, the Minhag Ashkenaz is, I assume certainly the Minhag Sfard is, but the Minhag Ashkenaz is that you try to hear Havdalah from a man. However, it seems to be from most of the poskim, push comes to shove. Let's say there's no man around, or no man capable of Havdalah. So if the choice is no Havdalah, you making Havdalah, so then the poskim say the woman should make Havdalah. Because Meikra Adin, we seem to paskin anyway that women are chayiv in Havdalah. So if you're chayiv in Havdalah, it's not a problem to begin with. With this choshesh for the shita, the women are exempt, and whether be it the Magen Avraham or the Taz, that whether why they don't make Havdalah, Bracha Drabbanan, to either way, so therefore, the Minhag Yisrael, or according to most poskim, if a woman can't hear Havdalah from a man, then she should make her own Havdalah.